Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. Yesterday, we finished our series, God is Jealous. On Monday, we will start a new series. In between the two, I would like to speak with you about a couple of things. First off, what is coming up here on God Is? Beginning on Monday, I want to speak to you from my heart about something pastoral in nature that the Spirit of God has been teaching me and impressing upon me to pass along to you. I can put the subject in the form of a question. As Christ's people, how are we to live in America during the time of the election? To answer that question, we will open our Bibles and learn, primarily from Christ's teaching in the Gospels. Hear me on this. I will not be talking about specific candidates for any office. I will not be telling you who to vote for or who not to vote for. This will not be about party policies and specific politicians. What this will be is a discussion on the ways in which believers live, how we act, what is the tenor and tone and content of our language and message in a season when it seems everyone is talking about the election. For international friends, hearing this as a podcast, while this upcoming short series will directly impact the U.S. election, I hope you will still listen because the principles and the practices also apply to you where you live. Believe me, they will. In fact, in conversation with many friends who live outside America, learning how to live like Jesus in highly politicized environments is also an issue they struggle with. We are all human, and humans everywhere need the teaching of Scripture in this very practical way. So please continue to download and listen to the God Is podcast. For those of you who listen and you self-admit to not being a Christian, of course, as always, you are more than welcome here. My hope for you is that by tuning in on Monday and in the days that follow, you will find how God commands us to live and our struggle to live as He has commanded us because we are fallen, sinful people. And yet, by God's grace, we are committed to being who He says to be, and we are trying to be Christ-like. This teaching will help us to live as He wants us to live, so we can love you more. What I am saying is that wherever you are, and by however you listen, please meet back here again on this coming Monday. And if you have been meaning to invite someone to join you via the radio and or the podcast, now is a great opportunity to do so. And remember our website, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. Right on the home page are each day's podcast with a link marked Read Along. When you click the link, you get that day's manuscript so you can follow along. And we are on social media posting positive and encouraging words and pictures. On Facebook and Instagram, follow us at God Is Podcast. On Facebook and Instagram, God Is Podcast. Follow along and like our pages, and be sure and leave a comment. We really appreciate it. Speaking of God's Word, I want to read to you from the prophet Isaiah. This is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55, 11. God is speaking, and this is what He says. My Word, which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty. Without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. This is one of God's great promises. Let me read it again. My word, which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. In context, this verse is part of a chapter-long invitation for the whole world to receive and believe the gospel. God is moving beyond the Jews, sending forth His love and grace to all the nations of the world, And where is the good news of the gospel found? It is written in the Word of God. It is in the Bible. This is why the Lord emphasizes my word from my mouth. The message herein is for all who want to please God, all who have a desire to know Him and obey Him. Isaiah chapter 55 begins with God giving an invitation. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. What a profound, clear, and loving invitation to come to God, to drink and eat of Him as we listen to what He has to say. This is what the Apostle Paul said in his letter to the Romans. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The gospel message is for the Jew and the Gentile. It is a message for the whole world. And this is what Almighty God promised through the prophet Isaiah. As usual, there are many points of application. I want to focus on just one. As someone who teaches the Bible every day, who works at remaining very faithful to the biblical text, I am obviously very interested in what God says here. He says that the word which goes forth from His mouth will not return to Him empty. In some translations, it will not return void or unfulfilled. His word will accomplish what He desires. The word will always succeed in the matter for which He sent it. I find this of great comfort. What I am doing in proclaiming what God has written, what He has said, this will bear fruit. The Spirit of God will see to it. There is no promise here that I will know what that fruit is. God is the one who gets back what He accomplishes. God is the one who succeeds in the matter for which He sends His word. But I am a small part of getting out the word. An analogy Jesus used, sowing the seed of His word. Day after day, month after month, year after year, the word of God goes forth through this ministry and the results are known to God. My command is to be faithful, to teach what is true, and to be diligent. I study to show myself approved by God. What encourages me deeply is to know the Lord is somehow using this because His word is central to all we say. And when you sow His word, you experience the joy of this promise as well. You, dear Christian, are also God's minister. You minister every day in your workplace, in your home, in your school, around dinner tables, and in the supermarket. People watch you, listen to you, interact with you, and they learn from you something about who God is. I hope that by how you live your life, others are learning all the good things about God. I pray the same for myself as well. The point is, every Christian is a minister. We are all commanded to reach people for Christ. We each have a testimony. Let it be a good one. Also, if you benefit from God is, if you have learned something or been encouraged or in some way you have been blessed by what you hear, I believe it is appropriate that you let me know. Well, certainly let someone know. Share what you are learning with others. Do not keep the message of God to yourself. Again, I invite you to write to me today, this weekend, sometime this autumn, and say how this ministry impacts your life. What a great encouragement it will be to hear from you. You can write in two ways. The first is by email, and my address is mark@godisministry.org. My name is spelled M-A-R-K. mark@godisministry.org. This is the fastest way to get to me and receive a quick response. Or you can also write to my post office box. Just address your letter to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. That's God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. What is God accomplishing in you and me through His Word? We know for sure the Word is not going to come back to Him empty. Thank God. And from time to time, it is good that we let one another know what the Lord is doing in us through the Bible. Would you be willing to share this with me? I hope so. Isaiah 55, verse 11, "My word which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Thus says the Lord." Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time getting caught up with one another. I pray for our discussion just ended on your jealousy and for the lessons still ahead. Please give us great wisdom to know how to live for you in this election season. In the days ahead, as we turn again to Christ, open our eyes to see and our ears to hear what you have for us. Teach us to love you by obeying your commands. Challenge us, grow us, stretch us, and make us good and positive witnesses for you in our culture. Holy Spirit, give me wisdom and discernment as I teach these my friends what you are teaching me. I am just the messenger. Assist me to give the message accurately and with clarity and passion. Strengthen me as only you can for this task. We pray for the renewal of your church and for the revival of your world in these evil days. Spirit of the living God, descend on us and bring such a revival to our nation and the world. I pray you will use this ministry for your honor and your glory. Amen. Join us on Monday, for God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.